Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Oh, hello!
Oh, hello!
Oh, hello! This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica Ruth McKenna.
Whoa! Thanks.
We've said that before, right?
I know, but it felt nice that you remembered Zachary William Reno.
Nailed it. Yes. I didn't want to middle name dox you. Is that a thing? But then I remembered we have said it before.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? My Twitter is Jess R. McKenna. I'm not hiding from it. It's the same middle name as my mom.
It's my grandmother. It's a great name.
It's a great name. It's my great-grandmother's name, so there's a bit of... It's a familial... line.
Guys, we're going to do a show. You're going to like it so much. It's an improvised musical. We're going to make it up. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
First time we've seen him with our eyeballs in 2019, if you can believe that.
You can't. He's been a world traveler of the United States. He's been a world traveler within our home country.
We got Wicks on the Sticks, Dana Wickens, producer and drummer.
We got Brett making sure it all sounds so right and so tight.
He just hopped off his train. Those are all the people who are here, plus, obviously, male person Stacy, Karate Bird. Before we introduce our guests, we're going to do like some real quick announcements, which is that we have some cute AF off-book Valentines that you can get.
Yeah, courtesy of Sean, who runs our Instagram account, who is fantastic.
If you've been
way.
Like, wait, hot damn, this Instagram account became straight fire.
It's because we're not in charge of it.
It's because we don't do it.
it's because we let someone else do it.
It's because sweet, sweet Sean is just doing it for us and making amazing art.
Sean Matthew.
Yes, thank you. This is what happens when you read someone's name and never speak to them, actually.
Yeah, he's a dear. Thank you so much for all you do. So you can get these amazing Valentines at podswag.com. Get them for your loved ones. They're cute.
They're very, very good.
They're also, so sweet.
We have an album out, the Calendar album. If you've bought it already, thanks so much. If you've listened to it on Spotify, thank you so much. If you want to leave a review for it on like iTunes, that'd be rad. If you don't, hey, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life.
And that's it. Those are all the announcements.
But more importantly...
Also, French Club is meeting at lunch.
Yeah, guys, can we... And we honestly, if we don't have 4 people, we are in danger of being shut down. And
yeah, right, they're going to make us have just a languages club, and it's going to be so hard.
I don't want to talk to the kids in German club, not because they're not nice, but because they are cooler than I am.
And they're speaking German, and I don't understand.
And they're all fluent in German.
You guys, we have a great guest. We're so excited. We were just, oh my gosh, I'm so excited just from the sound check, just from his sweet disposition. You know him as your favorite, wow, I wanted more, recently fired cast member from SNL.
Yeah.
It's Luke Knoll!
You guys.
Come on, Luke. What a sweetie.
I was recently fired from Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
That I was. Guys,
that is a baller way to ask to be introduced.
Intro.
That's kind of what you got to do at this point.
I love it. You know, I love that you're like, yeah, man.
And I also like that you're proud of your middle name because I'm ashamed. I'm not ashamed, but I don't like it.
Is it Adolf?
It's Adolf because it's like a both ways name. You could be a guy, it could be a girl.
My middle name
is Elliot.
That's great.
That's rad.
Which is fine, but anytime I have to write it out, I forget how I spell my own middle name.
I've done
I
that
use
too.
It so
how many L's are
how
in
many
there?
T's?
I'm a 1T double L.
Okay.
So your initials are...
Len.
Yeah, that's
the
great.
Band, the hit band that sang Steal My Sunshine.
You steal my Sunshine.
That's
great.
That band was called Len.
That's a fun fact.
I know that because when they came out, I'm like, that's my initials. And now my favorite band.
Okay.
Are you straight Luke or are you a Lucas?
I am a Lucas, but I'm Luke to those who know and love
me.
Yeah,
for sure. Because I'm saying the ring of Lucas Elliot Null is great.
Luke Elliot Null
is a little harder because it's so percussive.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for your parents that they were like, the full name.
By the way, Lucas Elliot Null is both an English king and a commander on a very powerful starship.
Yes.
And a trash dude from Cincinnati who grew up, in the river.
Oh, you're one of those river kids.
River trash, baby.
Null very much sounds like a sci-fi name to me in like a very cool way.
There's anytime I go to a bank, people are always really cool about, hey, has your last name broken some spreadsheets in your day? And I'm like, I think one time.
Because it's like an Excel thing?
Well, it's a computer programming language where null in brackets, it was like a, hey, you're going to put something else here later. Like so,
you can't put money in this bank because you will shut it down.
Yeah, you'll destroy this bank.
That's like a lot of great power that you walk around with. We go now to a bank.
Sure.
Good morning. I'd like to make a deposit in my account. Robber of this bank.
Wait, what?
I'd like to make a deposit in my bank account. My name is Robber of this bank.
Listen, do I need to call the police?
I don't think so.
Do you have a weapon on you?
Absolutely not.
Well, then can you go through it again? Because I'm just a little confused. One word.
Of this bank.
Okay, yeah, sure. How much would you like to deposit?
Just this residual check for $8.16.
You gotta get online banking. It's gonna save you so much time.
Hello. Sorry to interject, you guys. I'm an actual robber of this bank, but my name is Friendly Guy Who's Not a Robber.
So you wanna open an account?
Wrong, I wanna rob this bank.
Okay, but can you spell it for me? Because I just had this misunderstanding.
And my name is Friendly Guy, that's a one word name. And that's my name, it's my first name. My last name is Not a Robber of this bank.
So for you, I'm opening an account. And for you, what would you like me to do?
Put a lot of money in this bag and give it to me so I can drive away in a car.
Okay, do you mind if I deal with him first? Cause he's threatening to my life.
Not at all. In fact, I took your advice. I downloaded the app for this bank.
You
and
got
with
to.
My thumbprint, I can deposit this check.
And it helps you pay your friends quicker.
Sure does.
Just now realizing I shouldn't have given you my name.
Yeah, that occurred to me. I wasn't gonna mention it in case you got violent.
My friend in the car said one thing you should not do is give those guys your name.
Hey, it's me, the friend in the car. What's taking so long?
I did the one thing you asked me not to do.
Oh,
and I gave them my name.
Oh, that's okay. I accidentally took a picture of the license plate because they needed it for the parking meter. It was weird and advanced, but not good for a robbery.
Good.
My name is Slow Driver, even though I'm a very fast driver.
Officer late to the scene, but I'm right on time, if you know what I mean.
Stevens. Can you help me out here?
Yeah, absolutely. No problem.
So, listen, I love being a labor and delivery nurse. It is, like, so rewarding.
It's one of my favorite jobs I've ever had.
Yeah.
Top three.
Top three for me, too. It's, like, tied with camp counselor because the stakes were so much lower.
And mine, number one for me was photo guy at Walgreens, but it's just, like, that's a me thing.
Yeah. No, but this is, like, I do feel like this is my calling. Like, I've had other fun jobs, but this is my calling. But, you know, when I, like, look at these babies and I, like, oh, my gosh, I see their, like, first little breath on Earth. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you are a new person on this, like, marvel with us.
The future is unlimited.
Like, it's wild and I love it so much. But, like, I feel like all these parents are giving them really terrible, basic names.
Yeah. It's like, how many Brents are we going to have this year?
Did someone say the name of my beautiful baby boy, Brent?
No, sir.
No, sir. I mean, yeah, we did say Brent.
We said Brent.
And is, like, he okay?
Yes.
Which Brent is it?
Which Brent?
There's 11 Brents right in here.
Brent McManusterston. Oh. Brent McManusterston.
Yeah, he's doing great. His coloring is, like, really lovely. We thought he's no longer jaundiced.
I'm so happy. We held him up to the light. Jaundice is a thing that we can take care of these days. All right, my wife is waiting at the vending machine. I'll go back to her.
Like,
wow.
That sucks that kid
is,
like...
Eavesdrop much? Sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I just hated that guy. Really hated that guy.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, honestly. He had, like... a really, really weird vibe.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we get it. You're a new dad. Like, you can always tell when someone's a first time
dads. Yes. They like really need to announce themselves. Like, whereas they're so like getting used to the words, my child, my son. Yes, like, you know, it sounds so. I'm a dad.
Yes, I'm buying a Snickers bar to give to my wife because we had a son. My son. His name is Brent.
See,
McManusterson.
Are you talking about my son, Brent?
No, Brent McManusterson.
Oh, I also have a son named Brent.
What's his last name?
Carlisle, son.
Is this the line for the vending machine?
Yes, I've just purchased a Snickers bar to give to my wife who just had our first son, Brent.
Oh, what a coincidence. I myself just fathered my first son. His first name is Brent.
Excellent choice. Wait, sorry.
What?
Brent.
Too soon. Brent's.
Okay, now see, like, that third dad, at least he, like, gave his kid a shot.
Yeah, I'm on his side.
Like, look at all these Brents who are going to have to their whole life be, like, in class, they're going to have to be, like, Brent M, Brent C.
I know.
Just why didn't they give him, like, a bigger name? Something where, like, it's really going to be a call for them.
I know, something like Zayden.
Excuse me, did you just say the name of my child?
Zayden.
Zayden. Yes.
Okay, great. We didn't. He said Zayden.
Oh, I said Zayden, sorry.
But Zayden is, like, amazing. How bold of you to give your kid such a bold name.
I wanted him a name that would be only his. Like Cats in the musical Cats, where they have, like, three names, but one of them is a name that only one of them has.
You dress so distinctively. You must have a cool profession.
Thank you. I do.
What is it?
I run pictures at the Walgreens.
You do?
But not a private Walgreens.
Oh, I knew I wouldn't be
allowed
there.
A members-only Walgreens.
Sure.
I think we might be thinking of different businesses. What you think of a Walgreens is not the Walgreens that I work at.
Okay.
My son's okay?
Yeah.
We think so.
Yeah, we will come. Usually our policy is, like, we come to you if there's an issue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we, like, fill you in.
We just shouldn't walk into the NICU.
You shouldn't.
Okay.
See, like, we can tell you're a first-time dad?
Of humans, yes.
Sure. That's sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, of humans.
Of humans?
Sure. I'm a magical man.
Oh.
My son is also going to be a magical man. That's why I gave him such a destiny-filled name.
And that's why you're dressed in Lycra.
Yes. See, a name is very important, as I'm sure the two of you know.
We were just saying that.
We mentioned that. A name has a destiny. It will determine where a child can go. So you gotta give names that are unique and full with special powers. You gotta give a name that is beautiful, more beautiful than the names of flowers. What's your name?
I don't want to say.
Oh.
Mine's Rhododendron.
Really?
Yes.
That's a beautiful name for a plant.
I know.
And mine is Chrysanthemum, but you just said that thing about flowers, so I felt self-conscious.
Same here. No, flowers are beautiful names. I think the two of you can go far between rhododendron.
rhododendron. Christobidendron.
Sure, I mean, you know who you are. But are you living up to your names right now? Is a nurse what you were both meant to be?
Are we living up to our name right now? Is this who I meant to be?
I'm just a magical man, just passing on through. Pay no attention to me. I came to say
not to.
Sure.
But the lycra bodysuit that you're wearing in an ice cold hospital.
Don't worry about it. It's honestly not important. I'm here just to pick up my son. And if while I'm here I could spur you on adventure, I just thought that might be fun. Another magic castle, more private. It's called Walgreens. I run the photo booth there.
Okay.
But are you living up to your name right now?
Are you who you're meant to be?
Are you living up to your name right now?
Is this your destiny?
I think that he's right. I think that there's stuff inside us.
Is in your top three profession, but three out of three won't do. And also, we're not gonna settle for dreams if it's dream number two. So right now, I need you to tell me, what's your number one?
Hot balloon architect. Hot balloon architect.
Did you say hot balloon architect? Is that the same as hot air balloon architect?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, well then you have to go.
Are you living up to your dream right now? Are you who you're meant to be? Are you living up to your name right now?
Is hot balloon architect your destiny?
Maybe he's right. I mean, he was standing there a long time. He heard our entire conversation, and it totally blew my mind. And now he's gone. Where did he go?
His baby is still here.
Oh. What was his name again? Zendaya?
Zayden.
Zayden. Great job.
With a T-H. There's a diphthong.
Zadenth. Zadenth. Well, is Zadenth's mom still here?
We didn't ask that.
Zadenth's mom? Zadenth. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Do we have to raise Zadenth?
I kind of am siding on more like we should just leave all of these babies and go.
And go? Okay, should we take this baby though?
We'll take the one. We'll take the one baby with.
You're right. That might be overstepping a boundary. I mean, okay, Zadenth. I'm just gonna pin this note.
Oh, you're gonna leave a note? You're gonna leave a note?
I'm just gonna leave a note on him in case we're totally jumping to conclusions, yep. And his parents are straight up still here.
You're right.
About to be right back.
Because I was looking at you at the end of that.
Me too.
And he could have just walked away.
Yeah, he could just be back in the line for the yes. Snickers. But I'm going to pin a note to Zadenth just in case something horrible happens.
Like adjacent in the bed next to him. Like don't.
Yeah, I'm going to get a safety pin, sure. And I'm going to put it through the really dangly part of his little booty.
Okay. I still thought you were going to pin something into the baby.
No.
With that explanation.
Even though it's my top two job, I'm still a nurse.
I know. That's true.
I'm just going to say in case somehow you end up at an orphanage, I'm so sorry and I'll come collect you in a few years.
In a few years? You're giving yourself some years? I think that's fair. I think Zadenth would be down with that.
Yeah, because as we know, you and I have to go become.
Well, we have to leave.
We have to leave.
Now.
We have to leave. And I'm not like equipped to go through the proper channels right now.
No, Sam.
But just in case, like, I just want him to have like a fallback plan.
I also think that it is responsible of us to just like.
Sorry. Yeah? I'm the nurse on the next shift.
Oh, hey. Oh my gosh. How are you? We almost like barely talked to you.
This entire situation just was remedied with this nurse entering.
What?
Hey, if this kid doesn't have parents, will you like call us? Like if he's abandoned or something?
In a few years.
Sure. I mean, I don't think it is.
Oh.
I think
great.
It's.
We're just like, we are worried that there's like that we need to have a just in case.
No, we're just trying to be responsible.
No, it's good to have like, no, we got like, I'll double check all the records and make sure we know who the parents are.
There's like a sea of Brents here, but there's only one
Zaydenth.
Yeah, there's one Brent, and then there's a bunch of Brents.
I bet they'll be fine. I mean, all the Brents I worry about because like they're going to have to really fight out their identity.
Yeah. Also, we quit.
Oh yeah, we quit.
I'm not the person to tell.
Okay,
that.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, I'm gonna do my shift now, and it's gonna be great. But
I feel like a dick. I'm gonna no call, no show because I'm not gonna make a phone call to a superior and tell them. Can you tell them we quit?
Yes.
Great.
I will do that.
Thank you so much.
Just so that there isn't a sort
I feel
of
like we only really see you at the holiday party, but sorry, like yeah. It's really great to see you.
What's my name?
Lexington.
Lex in Concord.
Lexington. Oh man, you both knew it.
Yeah.
You both knew it.
Hey.
My name is Lexington Ann Concord.
Yep, the beginning of the Revolutionary
War.
Some people
say Lexington around the world.
That's right, it's the start of the revolution.
Lexington Ann is, a very beautiful hyphenated first name.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Really cute.
Anyway, yeah, I think that two of these babies are definitely marked for some sort of like larger destiny, and like we can follow up on them in a couple years if you're worried, but I don't think parents are generally taking their babies out of here right now.
Sure.
It's the NICU, so I wouldn't worry too much about them being like abandoned.
We go to the future. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to do this presentation for career day at this elementary school.
These kids don't know what's coming.
They don't know that like we revolutionized the way that hot air balloons even work.
Well, it's like
that now everyone has one, that they became the Lime scooters.
No one knew that you could use cold air.
Yeah. Everyone was like, it's too heavy, you won't float. And we were like, wanna bet?
Shut up.
Are you guys the presenters for today's class?
Why,
whoa, yes we are. What's your name?
Zayden.
Are you making eye contact with me right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hi, Zayden.
You guys make the cold air balloons?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, hold on. My friend is such a big fan of you guys. Hold on. Brent!
Hey! What's going on?
These are the guys that invented cold air balloons.
Okay, are you making eye contact with me right now?
I'm making eye contact with you right now. These are the two kids from before.
Oh, be quiet. Our bullies are here. Brent, and Brent.
Hey, what are you two dweebs doing?
You two nerds doing this elementary school.
Come on. You get out of here.
You with your cold air balloons and you're caring about your education.
Oh my gosh, we were so right. Those Brents, like,
they just turned out so basic.
Bad. Yeah, like just a basic, like, single mob.
What do you want?
What do you think?
Cheese sandwich?
What do you think? We're a sub mob of Brents?
You guys got the American spirits?
Yeah, you got any American spirit. Okay, we're not going to give you.
I don't think we're going to give you guys
they
cigarettes.
They smoke in the back of the class and the teacher doesn't stop them.
You can't stop a pack of Brents.
But a pack of Brents does what a pack of Brents does. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
People don't know that you can't smell the cigarettes if you peel the filters off.
Take those filters right off and they become incognito. Nothing's going to stop a pack of Brents from being a pack
of Brents. We're a pack of Brents and we're here to take over anything you want to do. We're a pack of Brents and we can't tell us apart. No, I don't know who is who. Where do I end and where does my friend begin? I don't even know. But I know that we're here to do what we want. Yeah, Brents run the show.
We're a pack of Brents and we're only three Brents, but in total there are nine. Every day I go home to a different house cause I don't know which is mine. We all eat the same lunches, so when we switch it doesn't change. We all are Brent and our names are the same and they're also spelled the same.
We're a pack of Brents, we're a pack of Brents. We don't know who is who.
We're a pack of Brents, we're a pack of Brents.
I'm Brent and they are too. We're a pack of Brents,
we're a pack of Brents.
Yes we are.
We're a pack of Brents, we're a pack of Brents.
Who is a Brent?
I'm a Brent.
I'm a Brent.
Roll call, I'm Brent.
I am also Brent.
Brent here checking in.
Yeah, Brent is here and I'm here to say that my name is Brent in a major way.
I'm also Brent. I'm standing over here and I wanna say that everything is clear.
I'm Brent and and I'm Brent number two, even though I should have gone second in that order.
I thought I was Brent number two, but now I'm remembering I'm actually Brent number four.
I thought that I was Brent seven, and I think that I could die and go to heaven if I thought one day I could be great, and then I remembered I'm Brent eight.
My name is Sam, I'm in the wrong class. Excuse me, please, I am late.
Yeah, get out of here, or we'll make ya.
Yeah, why?
We're a pack of brands. We're here to do the dirty job. We smoke in class and we don't care.
We fill the filters off. We vape in class and we don't care.
And you can smell the vape.
It's only raspberry flavored vape. That's what Brent's like.
Because raspberry's the only thing that Brent's like, and you'll never change your mind.
We're a pack of brands.
We raspberry vapes.
We're a pack of brands.
And we spell our names the same.
We're a pack of brands.
Yeah, do what we do. We're a pack of brands.
We got the same last names too.
But my name is Brent, and I'm not like them.
And I am Zaydens, and I'm also not like them.
And I love your cold balloons. I ride them all the time.
And my best friend loves your cold balloons, and I support him in his hobby.
Honestly, and it's good that you guys aren't like them.
Yeah, because I hope you have enough awareness to see that that was garbage.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Honestly, it's just so intimidating that there are nine of them in our class.
I'm actually worried that only three of them are at school.
Yeah, like the other six just rove around and pop in, pop out.
They sort of run a perimeter. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Think of this as a prison. They act like guards. They kind of take shifts going to class and they cycle through.
Okay.
I hate to feel this way because like I want to feel like we all can make who we are, but we knew you all as day-old little babies, and I could have told you that those Brents were not going to have a good life.
No.
But you two, well, we didn't really know what was in store.
We still kind of don't.
Well, I guess we're still young. I guess our lives could be anything, right?
That's true. And honestly, just to set our minds at ease, do you have a dad in the picture or
like where your parent
at home?
Okay, great.
Oh my god,
wow, yeah. Okay. That note thing I was gonna do was really presumptuous. Yeah. I guess like Lexington and Concord never called us, so we were like, okay, it's probably fine.
No call is a good thing,
that's right.
In this situation, it wasn't not getting a phone call was a good thing in this situation.
But wait, you knew us when we were babies and thought we were marked for some great destiny?
Sorry, I should have for sure followed up on that. That was a we did,
you know, we saw something in you two little babies, mostly because you had different names.
Do you know what our destiny is? You knew what was going to happen to these Brents. Do you know what's going to happen to us?
We were less aware of that and more aware that there was something better in store.
Yeah.
Huh. Like, I was planning on just following in the family business, but I guess the family business is so boring and normal. Maybe I should shoot for something better.
Your family business isn't boring and normal. I love visiting that private Walgreens.
I guess it's just boring and normal to me because I grew up there.
Yeah, and it's actually become that way to me because you're my number one sleepover house.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, what's special about sleeping in a magical castle? By magic, I mean magic tricks, not like Lord of the Rings style magic. What's magical about going to sleep in a bed and then the wall of the room rotates and you wake up in a different room? That's just normal to me. But I could have so much more. I could be anything. I could work at an El Pollo Loco and give out chicken wings. I could work at a Buffalo Wild Wings or a Wingstop Express. Any wing-based dream I
because your dad ran the Navy, and every day you wake up from your crib. Cause we'll stand together like an appetizer platter.
With our wings.
And our cheese.
With our wings.
And our cheese.
We'll soar across the sky and all the ocean seas when we fly on wings.
And cheese.
I want to see this world. Will you take us for a ride in your cold air balloon?
I think we have to.
I feel like we have to. Am I...
Want to? Where will they go in this cold balloon? Will these two fifth grade best friends share their love of snacks? How does a cold balloon work? We'll probably never know. Find out when we return to the second half of What's in a Name? The musical!
Excuse me, you can own iconic luxury items on Unreal Values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers.
Top designers like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, and hundreds more at up to 90% off retail.
New arrivals come in daily, and every single item is authenticated by The Real Real team of experts.
They employ over 100 brand authenticators, gemologists, horologists, and art curators from around the globe who inspect thousands of items each day to ensure that every item is 100% authentic.
Shop and consign women's and men's luxury fashion, as well as fine jewelry, watches, art, and home.
You can shop online, visit one of their stores in Soho or West Hollywood, or visit one of their luxury consignment offices in Chicago, Dallas, Miami, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C.
New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout.
If you go to the website, you will see that they have just an unfathomably large amount of everything.
You know what? I was able to find some beautiful watches. They gave me just, like, so many opportunities to look at fabulous watches.
At low, low prices.
Ooh, shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with promo code REAL.
That's realreal.com, promo code REAL for 20% off select items.
Welcome back. When we last left, two nurses invented cold air balloons and were taking two children marked for destiny
soaring across the sky.
We return to the second half of What's in a Name?
Gosh, thank you for helping us skip school in your cold air balloon.
You got it, kids. Listen, school might not be the best system for you to achieve your individualized destiny.
I feel like it's definitely not. They're not offering any of the things that I'm interested in.
Yeah, I've never been offered a course in Moz sticks.
I haven't been offered a course in frying food, food service, sustainable
dips.
Production of chicken.
Dips.
Dips.
I haven't had a single course on dips.
We both need to know about dips. There's so many kinds of dips.
And like if you and me were putting like our food together, like some of the dips would overlap, but maybe they wouldn't all.
I mean, it's not just a science, but it's an art, right?
Yeah. Like, I'll need a marinara.
So delicious.
Ooh. So delicious.
That blended your loves together and still is nutritious.
What? Wow!
It's a buffalo chicken cheese dip that you put in a tin and you bake it at 425 degrees for an hour and then you pull it out and you eat it.
You're saying that together we could be a dip.
I won't be lonely. We thought our dreams were appetizers. What if our dreams are dips only? Just a restaurant full of the kinds of sauce. Run it together, we'll both be the boss. People will say that it's crazy, but I don't think it is. You guys should bring your own chips. BYOC.
You can bring your own chips.
Or whatever you dream, you can bring your own pretzels or pita or bread or crudité. We only have dips, so who are we to say in our
dips
are too legit? T-W-O.
See, kids, this is why we wanted more people to have access to balloon travel, because sometimes you just need to get perspective. You need to get a little up in the air.
Exactly.
For
when
the real ideas.
And the air is really thin, and you're, honestly, your brain is struggling to function.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's when the best ideas
come. That's the best
ideas. This feels good to me, but can I say something?
Please.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like Brent and I are going to be okay. We have our definitely good idea for our dips-only restaurant, and it's going to take off and be a worldwide sensation.
I know it is.
I'd agree. I'd legitimately think that's a great idea.
Yeah, like people love dips.
So many other people you need to help, specifically people who, like, I don't know, maybe you're all kind of the same. Maybe you're all kind of basic. What I'm saying is you got to get some Brents up in this air balloon.
I don't know.
I know.
Here's the thing. When they were born, we literally hated them from moment one.
I get it.
Not like them as babies.
I get it.
As like cute little flesh sacks who definitely have not done anything yet. We were already like,
nope.
We were already like, hard pass.
Honestly, I get it. And that's what everyone, I think, kind of feels as a gut reaction to them. Not because their name is Brent, but because all of their names are Brent together.
Know,
does that make sense?
All of them just won't stop playing pool basketball.
Yeah. And they're like, because listen, we've circled around the neighborhood, obviously, and they're just roaming those nine houses, not knowing whose parent is who. And they're just obsessed with pool basketball. And they here's the thing that's really annoying about how they play pool basketball.
Yeah, sure.
Is that they like act like it's a huge display of athleticism.
I know. And it's like, guys, you're in a pool.
You're in a pool.
You're waiting in a pool. Everything is slow motion.
We cut to the pool.
That was a pretty good dunk.
Oh man, that game was so intense. You guys ready for another one?
Heck yes.
Let me smoke an American Spirit.
Yeah, hold on. Let me vape this raspberry vape.
Nom 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 nom. I love that raspberry vape.
Oh. Dunking in trunks. Put on your trunks, go dunk. It's not dunk, did you thunk? That you would ever be dunking in trunks.
Yeah. Dunking in trunks. It is what you thunk. Dunkin' in trunks. Dunkin' in trunks. Yo, I'm taking it to the limit. I'm gonna swim so damn fast.
Heck yeah.
But I'm not actually swimming. I'm just waiting, then I'll pass. And this game is mostly about underwater wrestling, where you try to hold down your bro so you can get the ball from his cling. And I just wanna see if I can survive underwater for long enough so that I get the ball. I can't believe this isn't an Olympic sport yet, because we all know pool basketball kills them all.
Yeah.
Dunk in your trunks.
Dunking in trunks.
Dunk in your trunks.
Dunking in trunks.
It is what you thunk.
It is what you thunk.
When you're dunking in trunks.
When you're dunking in trunks.
Hey guys, pass me the ball. Watch me do a 360 dunk and stall.
Yeah.
Out. Right before I dunk it in, it's gonna be real good when I begin.
Yeah.
Guys, I can't admit this, but I don't like regular basketball.
No.
It's too hard.
And I don't know how to dribble.
Dribbling is hard when the ball gets dropped. In the water, the ball never stops, cause it floats around and you can pick it up. In the deep one or the shallow one, you don't give a fuck. And you can take a break to smoke and vape. What kind of flavors?
Raspberry
vape! Yeah, everybody knows every day. We smoke and we dunk and we don't say hey.
Dunking in trunks.
We're dunking in trunks.
We're dunking in trunks.
We're dunking in trunks.
It is what you thunk.
It's just what you thunk.
When you're dunking in trunks. Yo, and my favorite thing pool basketball brings is I don't have to worry about traveling, yo,
so violent, I gotta repress all these instincts, get them off of my chest. But here, I can do a flip, and when I hit the water, everyone says, yup! I really like water basketball, cause I can do all the things that I want to do. I can pee my pants while I'm dunking on you. Yes, I can pee my pants while I'm dunking on you! Pee in your pants!
Pee in your pants! I just take a chance! Oh my gosh, it's worse than the last time. Sorry. Hi, Brent.
Hey.
Hey, what are you bunch of boys? Where's a bunch of yos? Two adults
we're
came down here.
We're trunks. Two adults coming down in a sort of water balloon.
While we're playing this basketball
game. We're playing water basketball.
Why is there
two adults here.
Yeah.
If you take the filter off, you can't smell the
you
smoke.
Can't smell it at all, as opposed to the raspberry vape, which you can smell a mile away.
That's how we found you. We sniffed out the raspberry.
What do you want here? We're just practicing dunking in trunks and doing pool basketball and lamenting the fact that what pool basketball will never be an Olympic
yeah,
sport.
I have to tell you, it's so dumb.
It's really dumb.
It's not impressive. It's not impressive at all when you're like, hey, am I kind of good at pool basketball? That's absolutely nothing to be proud of.
Yeah.
Okay, I just have to let you know.
I want to be on varsity pool basketball.
I get it. So what you're saying is the only skill we have, the only thing that brings us joy, that's a useless and bad thing.
Well, here's what we're actually saying.
Got it.
The only thing you've
I was
just,
saying that.
Well, yeah, we were definitely saying that. But here's there's a slight different way to say it, and I think it might be better.
Right. Yep. We are trying begrudgingly to believe in you, that you guys are worth more, okay?
Right.
Shoot past it, you know?
And I think, yes, the only thing you are good at so far is lame.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying.
But you are also annoying because you have the same name. And also, no one likes being around you except for the other eight. And since you took your first breath, you had a fate that you would be a garbage blob. You would think like a mob, and no one would expect things of you. But what if that's not true?
What if that's not true at all?
What if that's not true?
You guys just need to differentiate, all. If maybe just hear me out, all of you got face tattoos. Every single one of you got a different face tattoo.
Okay, I think you're onto something. I think we'd all like the individuality that a face tattoo would bring. So let's all decide what tattoo to get. I'll go first, and I'll try to pick something good, cause tattoos can be the worst. I'll have a beautiful sphere going into a pool. It's a basketball and it's super cool.
Okay.
And I'll get that one too.
I'll get a single pool basketball on my face. I'll tattoo a single pool basketball up on my face.
From deep inside,
yeah.
Something that maybe when I'm alone, I don't feel I need to hide.
Please do.
Well, I always kind of wanted, and this might seem small, to get in the pool with a basketball. No, wait, I'm lying again.
Right.
I felt the peer pressure.
from all of my friends. If I'm really being honest, if I could be my own boss, what I really want to do is play field lacrosse.
Wow. Brent, how come you never told us that you wanted to play field lacrosse?
Well, it's stupid, and it's not in a pool, and you can't dunk, and...
Listen, I think...
Wow, man.
We could play pool basketball as, like, a fun hangout way for us to, like, hang out and be friends, but maybe we shouldn't think of it as the only skill we want to work on.
Right, right, right.
And, like, we shouldn't really think of it as, like, everything to hang our personalities on.
I feel exactly the same, and I feel like you had a moment in the sun where you got to kind of, you know, reveal the thing that you has been inside of you.
And it made me feel good.
It made me feel good to watch you do that, because my thing that, like, differentiates me from all you guys
is Brent?
That I want to play field lacrosse, you know, so.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah. And my thing, now that you're saying it, is like, wait. What's the game where you're on a field and you and it's kind of like hockey, but your stick has a little
field
net?
Field hockey. No, oh, wait, sorry. No.
Oh, you're talking about, you're describing lacrosse, but where would you do it again?
On a field.
Oh. Whoa! Okay. Guys, this is crazy. Sorry. This is going to be so weird, but we're all being like emotional and vulnerable.
Yeah,
can
yeah,
I tell
yeah.
you, like, I actually...
Be so real.
Okay. The way that... The version of field lacrosse that I want to play... No, you're going to think it's stupid.
No, Brent. Brent, you
what
are safe
if,
here.
What if... The field was a pool and the ball was a basketball.
Yes, I knew
that's
it.
That's the
I
kind of field of pool that lacrosse that I want to play.
And honestly,
I want to play field lacrosse in a pool where the ball is
when
a basketball.
When I said
and
field lacrosse, I meant that as a synonym for
we're
pool.
We're being
basketball.
So honest and
like,
vulnerable
and
here.
And for me, when I said, what's the one with the little net? The little net I was picturing is the net on a pool basketball.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Balloon Man and Balloon Woman. We've realized our dream now. We can stop being so obsessed with pool basketball. And do what we all wanted to do.
Field lacrosse in a pool.
With a basketball.
And no sticks.
Thanks, we're gonna go home now.
Okay.
Well,
I mean,
we tried.
And honestly, they were communicating with like a lot less aggression than when we first met them. And
they were.
I think that was a beautiful step.
I saw for the first time them make eye contact with each other.
And I think that I'm gonna count that as a win. And you know what? Maybe if Brent and why can't, it's such a unique name that I just
Zadenth?
Zadenth. I always want to say Zendaya because she's talented.
She's great.
Zadenth and Brent, like, they found something so niche. Maybe Brent's can do something with it.
Oh my God. Chrysanthemum? Rhododendron?
Lexington and Concord?
I haven't
seen you guys in forever.
You look amazing.
You look incredible. What is it? Vitamin C?
You look jacked.
Honestly, I'm wearing... Okay, well, those are two different things. So one, yes, I'm vitamin C and also sunscreen every day. Got to. And I've been doing P90X. Have you heard of P90X?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Everyone's sort of moved past it, but I really stuck with it and haven't stopped to this day.
And you know what? Scoreboard.
Look at the scoreboard in this situation. And the scoreboard is your muscle groups.
Thank you.
What's up, girl?
I just kind of came to this community pool to relax and drink and kind of like try not to crumble into the existential dread of a horrible mistake I made years ago.
Does it have to do with your relationship with your father?
Is it
about that morning that I almost pinned a baby?
No to yours, yes to yours, the second one.
Okay.
So remember when you pinned that note to that baby?
Yeah, adjacent to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Sorry, the very dangly part of the booty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a nurse. Gosh, you don't want to hurt a baby.
No
one ever thought that for a moment. So
finding a baby vein is hard, though.
Yeah.
It's legit so hard.
It's like the number one thing I don't miss.
I honestly do not miss that.
I'm still working there. It's the worst part of my day.
Yeah.
Finding a baby vein. Blah, nightmare. Ugh. Anyway. That baby threw up after you pinned that note on it. No big thing. Babies throw up, whatever. But I had to wash the booties.
Sure.
And so I was just like, well, I might as well take this opportunity to wash all of the booties.
Sure.
And I did sort of get them all mixed up. So
different kids are different kids?
I'm just saying that the kids that were Zadenth and Brent,
some of them
might have gone home as Bretts, and some of the Bretts might have gone.
Brents.
It's true. What?
Brents.
That's what I meant to say.
I'm sorry.
Honestly,
like,
it's been such a day, and I have had three Mai Tais.
You seem a little drunk. And I want
to
just be an open book, but I can't allow you to drag the name Brett. It's that one in particular.
I'm horrified by the fact that there are maybe Zadenths and Brents that have lived their lives as they know it as Brents. But the thing I'm more concerned about is that the only way to identify the babies at the hospital is via their booties?
It was, the grid went down because Russia launched a cyber attack. I mean, you remember.
No, yeah, I remember. This was the exact
and we lost all the data.
And
so
somehow when
had,
that data was lost, we were like, wait, if we're starting from no data, what about cold air? It ended up being huge.
We don't need
us.
To. Yeah, we, I mean, we all remember. We all lived through it. Yeah, what a crazy time.
Did you read the article on us?
Oh yeah, so
thank
proud.
You
of
so much.
Honestly, I was in the break room for just like a straight week, being like, I know them. They know my name.
That's
like,
so cute.
Awkward, that's so sweet. Did you read like the full profile in Wired? Because that one's
didn't.
The best.
I
that one's
did.
The best.
Okay,
the other
shoot.
Ones, they took quotes from me, and it contradicts things that she said. It's like, but we have a good relationship. But it's I'm sorry.
I did it. I did
it.
Vulture does not know what they're talking about.
I did it.
I'm so sorry.
Like I didn't read the whole article. I very much just skimmed the headline. I was kind of like, got it.
I know, and that's hard. That's hard. But girl. Listen, I think that you need to absolve yourself of this guilt.
Oh, good.
But it definitely has affected their lives for all time.
Well, they also might, we might have got it right. Like, I think I put them back right. They might all have gone home with the right person.
But
I worry that I did it, is all I'm saying.
But at this point, how would we even know?
It's so tricky in this town where everyone is white and it all kind of looks the same.
I know.
Or at least in that hospital particular day, it would have been nice if like
it was a very white day.
Gosh, it just makes you kind of sad for the society. Yeah,
it feels like it's like such quick proof that diversity is power.
It's so important. Yeah.
Well, girl.
Well, if you're sad,
do you want
I mean,
another Mai Tai, or do you need to like have
some dip or something?
You know what? Can we take you up in our balloon? Because it can like really help give perspective.
Yeah. Could you?
Of course.
Sure.
Hop on in, girl.
Can you be in a balloon drunk? Is it okay as long as I don't drive it?
Yeah, we'll drive it.
You do not want to operate.
What do you do? What's the word? What's the proper verb?
Operate.
For operate. Operate.
Pilot.
Pilot. Operate. Yeah. Pilot.
Yeah.
Operate.
It's peaceful here. So beautiful. You can think about the things in your life that you're not so sure about. It's peaceful here. It's beautiful. You can think about the relationship with your dad that you said was fine.
Yeah. My dad and I got along. There's honestly no problems there.
If you needed to think about it, this would be the place. We're here, we care.
Sure, I didn't bring it up.
So if you needed to talk about your dad, we know.
Look, if you really wanna know,
we do.
I'll gladly tell you all about my dad. But it's not the source of inner strife.
If I learned anything through my life, it's that your dad always has something to do with your problems.
He's usually right.
Okay.
So why don't you be in this balloon so high?
So peaceful, so beautiful, so peaceful, so beautiful.
And get
the beautiful landscape like a bunch of playing cards.
Exactly.
Which reminds me of my father, who again is very dear to me.
Great.
And sure. The times we would play card games together, specifically memory. We put a bunch of cards face down on the ground and then try to remember where they are. And it was very difficult, but I tried so hard and I worked so hard and I got so good at remembering all the tiny details, that when it came to remembering where things go, I never would fail. Hey, I bet I did put all of those booties back on right.
thinking about my dad has given me confidence that night. I bet those kids are where they are supposed to be, right after Russia took down the grid in World War III.
And I'm high, a new look if you try, things will look different from a bird's eye. And it was thinking about your dad.
It was about my dad.
That helped you be less sad.
But it wasn't the source of the problem.
We don't know those children's destiny, but we can try to trust your memory, and I know that I used to think that your life was written for you. You were never on the brink of control.
Awesome new podcast on Earwolf called The Supergroup. It's out now for free.
Oh gosh, you gotta get it. And what's stopping you? I mean, it's hosted by Tawny Newsom from Bajillion Dollar Properties and Is This Racist? This podcast, you love her. And Alex Kilner, who you may know from Second City.
On each episode of The Supergroup, Tawny and Alex invite a comedian and a musician to collaborate on a song with them. Incredible people like Ted Leo, Paul F. Tompkins, and Sashir Zameda.
Heard of them, love them. Together they take the process step by step from inspiration and writing to recording and mixing, culminating in a brand new piece of music.
The podcast is hilarious and the songs are legit. So get ready for The Supergroup.
Listen and subscribe to The Supergroup now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we back. Oh, we back.
And we back.
This is an intro.
No.
Oh my gosh, what a damn treat you
guys,
are.
Guys, it's been a treat to be here.
Does everyone
and to be afraid of this.
No.
Because it's happening.
Doesn't show.
Doesn't. You are the best. Because that was such a name-heavy musical, we thought we'd do a little rap about everyone's favorite behavior.
Name dropping. Ooh. And we haven't really thought it through more than that. So
That's what we got.
That's what we're going to do.
And we got this and Scott, tasty beat
I heard
going.
Scott and Dana fucking with, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hell yeah.
Name drop, name drop,
Gonna drop a name and I will not stop, name drop. You can see me all around the block, talking about the people with whom I talk. Yeah, hello, it's Bruce Willis. I saw him one time, he was the chillest. Me and Bruce, oh, just hanging around. Oh, sorry, did I drop his name on the ground?
Excuse me, I know I just walked in this room, but I need to tell you that I met Jeff Goldblum. Actually, I tell you off this rug, me and Jeff Goldblum, we shared a hug. Do you mind that I'm talking about your favorite actor whose hotness increases by a single factor? Every day he ages so damn well, and I wanna hear all the stories he tells, because he's got that sexy ass, smooth ass voice. I had to tell you I know him, I had no choice. I'm sorry if I could take this for a trip. Can I just show you that we took a quick pic? Name dropping,
name dropping,
name dropping, name dropping. I'm never gonna stop it. Name drop,
name drop,
name drop,
drop,
drop that name, and I'm never gonna be the same.
What's up, guys? Let's talk about a show I was in. I got a friend, and his name's Pete Davidson. Really doing it. Guess this show I'm in. I got a friend, and his name's
Pete Keenan.
Oh, Keenan, flip it, the script. I got the names in my phone as a new contact. I don't know. That's how I rap. Also know all of the Big Daddy Lorne. Big Daddy Lorne. That's what I call him. He got me into the show, then he fired me. That's all right. I used to be on SNL and it was pretty fun, but then I realized that I had to go.
Sorry, didn't realize we were doing this for real, but both of you used actual ones. So I guess we're gonna dive in and we're gonna do and it won't
didn't
be
feel great.
Have you ever seen a show called Motherfucking Veep? I know multiple of those motherfuckers you see. Matt Walsh, Tim Simons, Mary Holland, everybody's in my phone, so you know what can be calling what. Got the numbers, got the digits on the reg, call them up every day. Lying in a bed next to him in that Airbnb, specifically Mary.
A name drop,
name drop,
name drop,
gonna name drop,
never gonna stop.
Name drop,
name drop,
name drop.
Even though I feel gross about it, never gonna stop.
Yeah, it's gross as fuck when you be dropping a name. After you do it, people don't look at you the same. It's like, oh good, so you know a guy and you live in LA. That's incredibly fly.
Yo, I know it doesn't make me very cool, but specific names are better from my friends from high school. You know, I did not choose this, but they really like that I've met Mantzoukas. You all know that guy in that white shirt? Well, I say that name like I'm not a jerk. What's up, jerks? That's what he says when he's on his podcast, and now I feel dead. But people like that, I've met Jason Mantzoukas, who I went to school with. They're like, that guy, no, like, the people I went to school with, like that I know Mantzoukas.
Yes, yeah.
The people I went to school with, like that I know Mantzoukas.
He played Rafi on the league.
Name drop, fucking name drop.
Name drop,
never, never gonna stop.
Name drop,
fucking
name drop.
Name drop, and we're never gonna stop, except now, when we stop. Because this is making us feel gross. We started off, Zach made it a joke. Luke and I made it real.
And then I made it real.
Yes, and now we have to toast the end of this song where we start to boast. And instead, here's what I will drop. Helpful hints, I'll drop them instead.
Yeah.
Here's a helpful hint. Put a little sprig of mint in your water.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Sprig drop.
Sprig drop.
Fucking sprig drop.
Here's a helpful hint.
Sprig drop.
If you're counting calories, Top Ramen for some reason has decided that it's 2 servings in a single packet. Just be aware.
Here's a helpful hint. If you're trying to get the job that I was fired at, just don't, when you're working on your Tie 5, don't put your impression in it if it's not really a good impression.
Here's our helpful hint. Yeah, I talked about mint. That was my helpful hint. Luke's was about SNL.
Again, I feel gross as shit. I shouldn't brought it up, but that's the sit.
That was your hint, man.
Own
it.
That's my hint.
That's your hint. Name drop.
Name drop.
Stop.
We're only gonna drop one more name. That's Luke.
Luke.
No.
Guys.
What a great time.
Oh, guys, I now feel very. very icky, but in the last several minutes.
What a fun way for us to become new friends.
I think when you get when you want to be introduced as person that got fired from SNL,
you can say whatever.
Gives you license
yeah, you
to
can
say
whatever
everything
the
about
F you
that
want.
In a non-gross way.
Yeah, man.
If you were still on SNL, all of those things would become next level different.
I think you're right. It would have been really, it's particularly icky. Now it's more sad icky.
No.
We're
owning it.
We're all living our own adventures, kind of doing our things. I didn't meet Bruce Willis, and I also never shared an Airbnb with Mary Holland. So that's just a sort of rhyme that happened.
You're right.
That's true.
I have shared an Airbnb with Mary Holland. Yeah, if yeah. I
you
just
met Jeff Goldblum.
It took an incredible.
Was it when he did the jazz piano?
Yeah.
We were like secret almost writers for
not really
anything.
Yeah. But I did hug Jeff Goldblum.
Wow. Sure did. He's a. I would.
I don't have a quick pick though.
Is he as hunky as I want him to be?
Yeah. Yes.
He's like
he's a
very charming man.
Someone poured Silver liquid Fox. Sex into a man shape.
It's like if the King of Spiders became a very attractive man.
Yeah.
That's how I describe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very true. Luke, anything you want the people to know?
I think the only thing I would want them to know is that I'm going to be putting out a live album soon.
Amazing.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be coming out pretty soon, editing it, hating the sound of my own voice at the moment.
Sure.
So that's where I'm at right now, but it should be coming out in the next month.
That's great. We also have an album we talked about at the beginning, Calendar Album. It's a song for every day you need. I don't know.
Write some reviews for it, because listening on Spotify, I don't think, gives us any money.
I don't know.
No,
who knows?
It sure does not.
Also, we have these amazing Valentines you can get at podswag.com.
Thank you, Sean Matthew, for making them. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, Earwolf. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you guys, too, for having me.
Oh, my gosh. You're so welcome. And as we say at the end of every episode,
if you're going to drop a name,
that name better be attached to fame.
Thank you again for The Real Real for supporting the show. You can own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at up to 90% off retail.
Every item is authenticated by The Real Real team of experts, and new arrivals come in daily.
New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout.
So you're going to want to shop in-store, online, or download the app, and you know what? You'll get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL.
That's realreal.com, promo code REAL.
Real luxury for you!